We know where the kid's going to be. We set the ambush, and that's that. Beneath us, the snake rearranged itself. Do you hate him? Ravitch? No. I pity him. Sometimes I even think I might sympathize with him. If he was going up against anyone else because they'd killed his family, which, incidentally, I did not do, I might even wish him the best of luck. Is he worth all this? You've got an alternative in mind, Tanner? We could deter him, hit first and take out a few of his men just to demoralize him. Maybe even that wouldn't be necessary. We could just set some kind of physical barrier, start a forest fire or something. The monsoons won't arrive for a few weeks. There must be a dozen other things we could do. The kid doesn't necessarily have to die. No, that's where you're wrong. No one goes up against me and lives. I don't give a shit if they've just buried their whole family and their fucking pet dog. It's a point I'm making, understand? If we don't make it now, we'll have to make it over and again in the future, every time some aristocrat cocksucker starts feeling lucky. I sighed, seeing that this was not an argument I was going to win. I had known it would come to this, that Kawea would not be talked out of his hunting expedition. But I felt some show of disagreement was necessary. I was senior enough in his employment that I was almost obliged to question his orders. It was part of what he paid me for, to play his conscience in the moments when he searched for his own and found only an obsessive hole where one had been. "But it doesn't have to be personal," I said. "We can take out Ravitch cleanly, without turning it into some kind of recriminatory bloodbath. You thought you were joking when you said I went for specific areas of brain function when I shot people in the head, but you weren't. I can do that, if it suits the situation." I thought of the soldiers on my own side I had been forced to assassinate, innocent men and women whose deaths served some inscrutable higher plan. Though it was no kind of absolution from the evil that I had perpetrated, I had always tried to take them out as quickly and painlessly as my expertise allowed. I felt, then, that Ravitch deserved something of the same kindness. Now, in Chasm City, I felt something else entirely. "Don't worry, Tanner. We'll make it nice and quick on him, a real clinical job." "Good. I'll be hand-picking my own team, of course. Is Vicuna coming with us?" "Of course." "Then we'll need two tents. I'm not eating from the same table as the ghoul, no matter what tricks he's learned to do with snakes." "There'll be more than two tents, Tanner. Dieterling'll be with us, of course. He knows snakes better than anyone. And I'm taking Gita as well." "There's something I want you to understand," I said. "Just going up into the jungle carries some risk. The instant Gita leaves the reptile house, she's automatically in greater danger than if she remained. We know some of our enemies keep a close watch on our movements, and we know there are things in the jungle that are best avoided." I paused. "I'm not abdicating responsibility, but I want you to know I can't guarantee anyone's safety on this expedition. All I can do is my best, but my best might not be good enough." He patted me on the shoulder. "I'm sure your best will suffice, Tanner. You've never let me down before." "There's always a first time," I said. Our small hunting convoy consisted of three armored ground effect vehicles. Kawea, Gita, and I rode in the lead vehicle, along with Dieterling. He had his hands on the joystick, guiding us expertly along the overgrown trail. He knew the terrain and was also an expert on hamadryads. It hurt me to think he was dead as well now. Behind, Vicuna and three other security people rode in the second vehicle, Letellier, Orsono, and Schmidt,